Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm so excited to share with you guys my very first Everything Iconic live show, which took place here in LA at the Troubadour Theater. It was a sold-out show. I was so grateful to all of you that came. I was incredibly nervous going into the show, but the audience was so supportive, so kind, and I can't speak for everyone, but I had the best time, and I think we all had a great time. So thank you all for coming. It was so fun chatting with you guys after the show and meeting a lot of you, and I'm so excited to do it in New York on this upcoming Tuesday. So I'll be doing the Gramercy Theater in New York next Tuesday, and I can't wait to meet a lot of you there. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to play part of the live show from LA in just a minute. I'm not going to play the whole thing because I do want to save some surprises for New York. But I'm going to play part of it. I'm going to play my interview with Ariana and Tom from Vanderpump Rules. They came by and they were so lovely to do my first live show. I love those two. And I worked on a book called Fancy AF Cocktails with those two that'll be out December 3rd. I hope you all pre-order it. It's fantastic. So they came out and talked about the book. We also talked about the upcoming season of Vanderpump Rules. We even chatted about Mama. Of course, we left last season with Sheena embraced in Mama's arms. And so we talked about that. And then I have another guest, Hannah Brown, who you guys know from the show. She also has her own podcast called Brown Eyed Unicorn, which I encourage you all to listen to. She's fantastic. And we talked about Housewives, Real Housewives of Dallas, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to play both those portions of the live show for you guys in just a second. Before I do, I want to say, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino, Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support the podcast, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. If you click become a patron and donate $4 more per month, you get the bonus episodes. I'm doing one a month, and I'm so grateful to you guys who are over there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What else? We will get back to the regularly scheduled programming for the podcast. I know these next couple of weeks are a little bit off because of the live shows, so bear with me. Thank you so much. I am excited to get back into the regular recaps, but for now, I'm having so much fun meeting you guys, and truly, I can't find the right words to thank you all and for being so lovely for this very first show. I mean, it was such a delight. I'm like on a high. I feel like I was both hit by a truck and on a high because there's so many emotions going into it, and then such a high of doing the show, and I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, but also so grateful, and I'm smiling ear to ear. Because it just went better than I could have even expected. So I'm so excited for New York. Just know that I do have some fun stuff planned for you guys in New York. And in particular, there's one portion of the show that I am just dying for you all to see. And then after the New York show, hopefully we can share it more. But for now, just know that I can't wait to see you guys. And I want to play my interviews with Ariana and Tom and my chat with Hannah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll take a break, and then I'll leave you with this, and then we'll get right into my chat with Ariana and Tom, and we talk about Mama and Sheena, and lots of other stuff, too. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. Have a great week. Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
By the way, hi, everybody.
How's it going, everyone?
What? This is where we left off from last season.
It is, actually. Wow, so much has happened.
Sheena and Mama are now engaged.
Yes.
Yes.
Are we going to see Mama at all on the next season?
Well, we're going to Kentucky, so
yeah.
Obviously.
We'll see her.
Definitely going to see some Mama action.
What can you guys tell me about the upcoming season? Like, what can you spoil anything?
No.
You can't spoil anything?
No.
There has to be some... let me ask you this.
Okay.
There's all these rumors in the blogs about there being new cast members.
Yes.
Yes.
There are some new faces at Sir. There are new...
Are we booing? Do we like that or not? I don't know. How do we feel?
I like them.
Right?
I do too.
They're great.
I think so too. Yeah. You guys like them all.
Yeah.
I've always been
so
open
far.
To new cast members. Some of the other cast members get a little jealous, protective.
It gets a little...
a little insecure,
like gatekeep-y.
Maybe.
Right. You know? Is that a word? Gatekeepy?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. We'll make it one.
I think we need new blood after last season, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Cool.
I agree.
But as long as we're there, right?
As long as you guys are
okay,
there.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
I don't want to leave.
I told you guys this upstairs. I was like, you know, I know it sounds ass-kissy, but I feel like you were the only two likable ones after the end of last
season. Oh, my God. Well.
That's ass-kissy.
Thank you. I feel like that means everyone will hate us next season.
Right.
I feel like that's just like the circle of reality life, right?
Like people, there's always like an ebb and flow. So when you're
there's
having a good
ebb and
season,
flow. So if people like you, well, it's not gonna last for long.
Wait. So do people hate you next season?
Well, I don't know yet.
I don't know. I don't think they will.
Tom's very optimistic.
I am optimistic. I'm Captain
always.
Optimistic.
He is.
Yeah.
We have this wedding in Kentucky to look forward to. Is there drama with the wedding?
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't there always drama with everything?
There's always drama with everything. Okay, I have a prediction. I think next season's going to be really good. Because I think
you know what? I think so, too.
Yeah. I think last season was your
They're
worst.
They're not paying me to say that.
I
promise.
I will say that it is... Really, it is actually going to be really good.
It's
there were some
it's
definite
like you've
major
seen it.
Ups and, you know, ups and downs. But, oh, hey, what's up?
It's hey, Ryan.
It's Ryan Bailey.
Yeah. Hey.
I feel like we have to have a good season because after last season was rough for all of us to watch. I think it was tough.
It was okay.
It wasn't good.
See, it's like...
I see what you're saying.
See, I feel like every time someone says that the season wasn't good, it's whenever I have a good season. So I'm like, can everybody just kind of, you know?
I'll tell you what, I was watching The Hills.
Can I get a break? Somebody just die over there?
Is everything okay?
I
was watching.
I thought it was a choking sound.
The Hills finale. And I was watching and I was
you
like,
watched that whole thing?
I watched
thing?
The whole fucking season.
So you were the
How
one.
How was it? How was it?
You were the one that
terrible.
Watched it.
It was terrible. Will I keep watching
it? I shouldn't
it?
Say
sure.
that it's our same production company.
But it made me appreciate you guys so much because I thought it was
oh,
so
thank
shitty.
You.
Oh.
Thank you.
It was so bad. It was
thank
so
you for
bad.
Saying that.
It was
I
like,
think damn. That they just, I think honestly, where they are in their life, I mean, they feel like they've been on TV for so long that they're not willing to maybe let it all hang out.
They're too big.
I mean, nobody
to, like,
knew about Brody
bad.
And what's her face's sham marriage.
Right.
No one even knew about that.
There was just like so many threads that, like, even in the finale, we were like learning things that were like new plot developments that we were learning for the first time at the last episode. And then Whitney with those fucking Crest White strips. I mean, it was like the most bizarre. You guys don't have product placement like that. Like, they do heavy product placement.
It's just on my Instagram.
I mean, it was
my product placement.
But I can't.
But
imagine.
I do love Crest White strips. If Crest wants to pay me, I am ready and willing.
There was literally a scene in the finale of Whitney just trying on Crest White strips. I was like, Sheena would never. Sheena would never. Okay, so I have
Sheena would never even do that.
I have to ask you some loose threads about some things that are going on. So
it's a slideshow.
Sir Restaurant. There was a news article.
Sexy, unique restaurant.
Yes.
There was a news article that said...
I have to be snarky about it.
It's
always
like
bothered
ATM
me.
Machine. Like automatic teller machine.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, there was a story...
Every once in a while.
Spitting knowledge. Every once in a while.
There was a story in the blogs about someone who went to Sexy Unique Restaurant, who ordered a fish with an orange cream sauce. Did anyone see this?
Oh, man.
Allegedly, she had violent vomiting and diarrhea at the restaurant. This was in the news article.
I would definitely have a violent... I'm lactose intolerant, so if I put cream sauce on anything...
Do not give him sour cream.
It's going to be a shotgun blast in that
toilet,
dude.
You ruined my life.
I think it's your own fault if you
were... ever watch, like, you know, like the end of Shawshank Redemption where he, like, puts the gun in his mouth and then they go to, like, the wall and you see the explosion?
That's a wrap on time.
Oh, my God.
All right, sorry. I'm out of here.
But so there was a news story that allegedly one of the servers had to, like, throw a bucket of water on this patron.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Is there truth to this? Tell me more.
I am convinced that never happened. Because how did we not hear about it until we read about it on the internet? I swear I feel like somebody would have said, oh, my God.
Raquel.
This is what happened. Raquel would have told
definitely.
Us.
Raquel. I feel like Raquel would have Instagrammed it or something. We should have seen
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay. Also, Raquel would never throw a bucket of water on somebody who's pooping.
Next season. I would love to see
She's
that
She's an angel.
Do you like Raquel? She's
I
an
love
angel.
Love Raquel.
Yeah, we love Raquel.
I want
it's
more
It's her
out
birthday
of Raquel.
This week.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Raquel.
Happy birthday, Raquel. She's going to be 19. Really stoked.
Okay, rumor number two.
She did good on her report card, so her parents are throwing her a party. I'm just kidding. I love Raquel. I'm just giving her shit.
You guys, rumor number two. There's something going around. It was on E! Online, and apparently Jax unfollowed both of you, as well as Kristen. My queen, Kristen.
I think Sheena was in there, too, at one point, with the unfollow spree. He also unfollowed, and I think blocked, like, all of our production crew.
What?
Yeah.
And then I think, like, refollowed them. You know what I mean? Like, it was quick. I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm pretty sure I'm blocked.
You're blocked.
But I didn't know about it till I read about it because I have him, I've always had him muted. So when I read about it, I was like, oh, no way. And then I typed in his name and it was like, oh, I'm blocked. Cool.
I guess she had enough of the flag hard
I'm
cross
really
going
to miss out on that content, you know. Quality content.
He makes me very uneasy. I've never met Jax before. I sort of briefly run into him, but he makes me a little uneasy because I feel like I can't get a read on him. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Oh, he's got,
I
you
don't
know.
Jax.
He's Jax.
He's kind of always on a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And whatever he's on at that point in time. No, I'm just kidding.
No, wow, I mean, that was like a little too in the
pocket. Whatever, like, you know, whatever mindset that he's on at that point,
sure.
You know, it could just depend.
So would you say there's drama with you two and Jax next season? You're not allowed to say, but I'll read your face and say yes. Okay, so...
There's always drama with me and Jax, come on.
I was trying to give
there's
you poker drama. Face, that didn't work.
Would you consider yourselves frenemies or friends who are occasionally enemies? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make... It does make sense, actually. I would say friends that are occasionally enemies.
I always think I would love a scene between Ariana and Jax because I feel like you've never filmed with him. I feel like it's...
That's because he's afraid.
He should be.
Ugh, I love it. Okay, so those were my rumors.
You don't want to know me when I'm mad.
Now I have to go into the past and talk about a moment, Tom, that I loved so much. And this is directed at you, Tom, and I know we've talked about it before. You've been on the show and I've asked you about this, but I feel like we just need to watch a clip and chat about it.
Okay. Oh, well, here we go.
All right, my man. Welcome to my art space.
Your hair.
Okay, so girls, we got boobs and we got all kinds of other stuff. Guys, we got stomach in, dick out. All right. I won't look.
Do it. Look at me. Watch me. I want you to. No. Tell me if you see something
You're
cool.
Making it awkward.
I gotta say, as good as Tom looks, his hair's blowing in almost slow motion. He's got the smoldering bedroom eyes. Like, I don't envy him right now, you know? I felt like I was always better at just wearing a suit and doing, like, jump poses.
It's good. I pop. That's right.
Oh, my God.
So that was Joe Simpson, of course, Ashley and Jessica's father.
Yes.
Question number one, what the fuck was that hairstyle, Tom?
Okay, I have to sell Tom out for like a quick second. The other day, he told me he wanted to put white highlights in his hair again.
Thomas.
And he was like, whoa, people Thomas. Said it was cool. I was like, no, they didn't.
Wait, P.S., I just remembered
I'm
I have this.
I'm terrified. I had to sell you out.
Well, I mean, I did that just because I knew everybody was going to hate it. Honestly, it was like I went to Coachella, I did that, and I
kind of did do that, actually.
I did. I told you. I was like, people are going to absolutely
And he's
hate
like,
it.
When I get rid of it, everyone's going to love it. I was like, yeah, they will. I will.
Yeah.
I will love it.
That's like parkour thinking right there. That's what I call that pose.
What do you make of Joe Simpson?
That guy, he was actually really cool. Really cool guy. I thought like... I figured like, okay, I'm gonna go there. Like, don't mention his daughter. Don't like
That's
bring
all
up
I
anything.
About.
I'm just gonna be like, okay, so you're a photographer and your name's Joseph. Oh, everybody okay over there? Yeah.
You know what? They're okay.
Everyone has a story, different as night and day.
I forgot I have this audio board in front of me, so
oh
I'll be doing that a lot. Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
So then, you know, we had a couple drinks. It was me, Schwartz, Joe, and we had, like, makeup crew, hair. You know, there were a bunch of people there. We're all just hanging out, having some drinks, shooting
Somebody
photos.
Somebody else did your hair that day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so is this a modeling thing? He said stomach in, dick out. Is that a male model?
I mean, listen, every photographer has, like, a technique.
So you're saying every photographer...
Everyone has a story, different as night and day.
Wait, I put this on. Do you guys remember the Rosie O'Donnell show? So this is for Tom.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Does anyone ever call you Tommy or Tom? Can I call you Thomas? My Tommy?
Yeah.
I mean... Tommy, can you hear me?
No one should give me this power.
Nobody's ever really called me Tommy, but...
Well, now they are.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, I know you guys don't have a ton of time, so I do want to get to something that's very important.
Joe is actually an awesome photographer. Sorry. All right, he was really cool. And yeah. Sorry. It's our book, everybody.
We wrote it.
First of all, look
we
how
did
hot
it.
They, look how hot they look on the cover. Doesn't it remind you of that? What, didn't somebody say it was like that Britney shoot?
Okay. Yes. Brittany and K-Fed on the lawn chair when he's serving her drinks in the tuxedo. Fucking iconic.
And the photos shoot. In this book, you guys are going to be amazed at the photos of these two. I mean, they look stunning. And I was at the photo shoot for a lot of the photos. And not only did I get to see like all of the photos that are going to be in this book out December 3rd, you should all pre-order it.
Yeah, you're not usually not supposed to have your phones out at live shows, but if you have your phone out and you're pre-ordering our book, it's totally okay.
It's totally okay.
Hop on Amazon, the app, whatever you got to do. But I not only got to see these two model, which was like a weird, amazing thing, But also, Tom showed me his like modeling book. I feel like you undersell like your history as a model, because I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was like Vogue and like
the silver pants on the ladder.
I mean, there were so many photos in that. Like, I was blown away.
I've, no joke, probably done like over 2,000 photo shoots. I've done like numerous fashion weeks. I had 10 agencies in the US alone. I mean, it's crazy. I modeled.
Somebody said, all right. That's enough. We get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
We get it, Thomas.
Save it for your own podcast.
Okay.
Tell me about this book. So I know about this book. Tell me about this book, Fancy AF Cocktails.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, initially when Ariana was working on this book, you know, it was we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. And the thing was dead in the water. And Danny over here.
Danny
Pellegrino fucking revived the
Danny
book.
Made this happen.
Danny Pellegrino made this happen. So everybody, like, you should thank Danny for this. I thank you, dude. I really appreciate
it.
Remember, I did your podcast.
Ariana did the podcast.
And you
said, what's
asked
going
me,
on with the
what's going on? And I said, there is nothing. It's done. It's dead. It's completely trashed. Completely. We're done. And we hadn't even touched it or thought about it in like 6 months. And then you said, I don't think you should do that. I really think it's worth pursuing. And then I was like, well, you want to like do this? And then Danny came up with the title and the concept of the book. And, you know, we took the cocktails and stories from our lives, and the three of us made it happen. And honestly, like, I'm going to talk about Danny here for a second. Oh, I've never...
I wasn't expecting this.
I mean,
this.
Everyone, this is different as night and day. That was me doing my, you know...
Okay, go ahead, talk about me.
Okay, Danny is the kindest, sweetest person. I've been so thrilled to be able to work in close proximity with him. And honestly, when he asked us to come here, I was like, yes! And I was laughing my ass off up there. And when you were talking, when you had your Brené Brown moment, I had a tear in my eye. And, you know, I'm thrilled for you, and I'm thrilled to be here. And I know Thomas, too.
Yes, I am, too.
Well, I love you both, and I don't care for most of your castmates, but I love both of you.
Thank you.
And I also want to say that you guys, like, the first time we met, Tom was like, we went to dinner, and then you guys were like, come to Sir.
Tortilla Republic.
Yeah. And you guys were like, come to Sir, and then we went to Sir, and I don't drink a ton, but Tom, you kept, like, bringing me drinks that were like... And I really thought, like, you were... I didn't know if you made them. I thought maybe you got them from the bartender or whatever. But you got me pretty drunk, and it was, like, stuff I liked. And then you guys came over one day, and you went to my cupboard and my fridge, and you guys were throwing ideas out and everything like that, and you guys just went to the cupboard and made shit out of nothing. Like, you grabbed the weirdest fucking ingredients that I rolled my eyes, and I thought, like, this is disgusting. It's going to be disgusting. And then you'd make me a drink, and it was amazing. I'm really so excited for people to see, because the drinks in there are amazing.
Yes, we have some really classy things in there, and we have some really trashy things Which I feel like is us,
and this
you know?
Book, this book
we're trashy.
Is, this book, you know, anybody can just Google a drink recipe, but this is like a situational cocktail book. Like, when you are in this situation, do you need to be a fucking MacGyver, or do you need to be like, you know, a superhero? Like, what do you need?
Right. And also, I will say that there's stories from the show and everything like that. So, like, we have fun stuff about behind the scenes. You guys told me about someone who went to a confessional high once, which was great. And like,
yes.
There's really good stories.
There's a bunch of good ones in there.
Can you real quickly tell me about the person who showed up at a confessional high? Can you? You don't have to say who it is.
Oh, she puked in a dumpster.
So someone was going to film one of those confessionals where you...
Oh, yeah.
And she got really high, too high, and production was like, we need you for this. Like, we can't not have you come to your interview because they have to deliver the episodes to Bravo. Like, you know, when they schedule things, it's because they have to finish it and send it off. And so they kind of like were like, we'll come pick you up and take you to your interview.
Behind 7-Eleven by the dumpster.
And then, I think she like, yeah, she puked in a dumpster from what I remember.
Everyone has a story. different as night and day.
Well, anyway, anything else before I let you guys go? I know you have to go. I have another guest coming out.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
But anything else that you can tease about the upcoming season? Will we like it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to like this season. It's going to be a breath of fresh air and also everything you want.
It's going to be iconic.
Oh, I can't. Don't we miss it? We miss it, right? Like, we miss it. Now that it's off the air, I'm like, I fucking miss it. Come back. Even though last season was shit, now I need it back. I need it back. Well, I love you both. Thank you so much for doing that.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for my robe.
And thank all of you.
Love you so much.
Love you so much.
All right, kids.
Bye, guys.
Okay, so now I told you guys we were going to talk about a housewives. So we're going to talk about a housewives. Did they make it? Also, P.S., I mean, this soundboard.
Wait. We don't say that, but now we said it.
I'm a little upset at all of you, actually, right now, because I haven't heard this yet.
Thank you, Giovanni!
Okay, so I'm going to talk about Housewives. I do have a friend coming out. You guys know her from the show. She's lovely, beautiful. I love her. Hannah Brown. Hannah Brown.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Danny.
Hannah, how
Gina,
are you? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
I feel so good. Yeah. I feel great. I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, yeah, me too.
What are you drinking?
This is a Firestone Union Jack West Coast style IPA.
Did I hear a Cher impression?
You didn't have an air horn on that, so I figured I'd do it for
what
you.
Did you
do,
what did you say?
Ho!
Ho! Cher. Ho.
Wagon wheel with Tootsie.
Hannah, I'm so excited you're here. Now, I wasn't going to touch on Orange County, but I do believe that we have to say one thing about it. So I'm going to play a scene, and then we're going to do a little update about Orange County.
All
so
right.
Let's all just watch this for a second. Of course, you guys know Emily from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She's with a monster, a human trash bag. His name is Shane, and... Right. I always try to find a good in these people, but you know what? He's an asshole. I fucking hate him.
I can't.
Apparently, he left the house. So they have two or three kids, something like that. But he left the house for 10 days to study for the bar exam. And this is a clip of when he returned after staying at a hotel for 10 days. Didn't help with the kids at all. He didn't do anything. So let's just see what his homecoming was like.
Yeah, let's see.
Where's everybody, huh?
Did you say hi to Daddy? I haven't seen Daddy forever.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
All right. The worst.
Oh, goodness.
Ready to clean up and cook?
You ready to clean up and cook?
No, I'm asking you. You boys gotta go to bed soon, okay?
It's one of the darkest scenes I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. I went to LA all day, but I want to hear about you first. Come sit. I haven't seen you for like... Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
This girl.
I haven't seen you for like...
just a week.
No, it's been longer than that. How'd you do today?
I did fine.
I know, but you can tell me more, like how you feel.
I feel ready for dinner. I don't want to jinx anything, that's all. So how was your day?
No, I want to talk about you.
How was your day when you came out and...
I'm asking you about you.
How do you feel about it all?
I don't know. I don't feel anything right now.
Well, if you don't feel anything, then we gotta go downstairs and eat.
I hate him.
I mean, who else are you gonna have a conversation with about the bar exam?
Okay, never mind.
Boys, get in bed. We are both attorneys. If we can't sit and have a conversation with each other about being an attorney, bar exams, what else is there to talk about? We might as well, like, take separate roads now.
Did they get you to drag it out for another 20 minutes?
I was gonna hug you.
I need to eat.
I know you need to eat, but I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know, but I can eat and you can watch me.
I fucking hate him.
Wow.
Here's the thing, you guys. He didn't even pass the bar exam.
Can you believe?
He didn't even fucking pass it. Left her for 10 days and then came back like a fucking asshole and didn't even pass the fucking exam. Oh, I hate him. I hate him.
I will say, I'm so sorry. Worse than Jim. Oh, you know, I wouldn't disagree. I have one thing in common with Shane. I love to eat. Like, when I'm hungry, I mean, he's like, well, can I just go eat? I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I love food.
You better not.
Yeah. Oh,
I hate
him. I'd never.
He's awful. And I want to like Emily. And I'm just like, she's going to get out of this, right? Like, we know she's going to get out, right?
Let's sign a petition. You know, when I'm wearing my crushed
sign
velvet...
Sign a petition? What are we going to do? A GoFundMe? Let's do a GoFundMe.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And when I'm wearing a crushed velvet blazer... for, you know, a gentleman's homecoming, I expect to be treated with more respect than that, okay? She tried.
She tried. I mean, she tried to even give him a hug, and he's like, oh, I thought I wanted to eat. It's like, fuck you.
And then his little cup of OJ is
like... There was 1.2, I don't know if it was in this clip or not, but when they were on the couch, he just, like, coughed. He coughed in her face. He went, and he didn't even fucking cover his mouth. I'm like, cover your fucking mouth.
Do you remember that Vanderpump Rules reunion where DJ James Kennedy was just like, and then Andy was like, could you not cover your mouth? It was like
right.
that.
Cover your fucking mouth. The like thing that. Is, we didn't even see it because there were so many other things happening. He was always already being such an asshole mm-hmm. in so much of that clip that it was like, we didn't even realize he coughed in her fucking face. I mean, he's just the worst human being. Hannah, are you enjoying this season of Orange County?
Okay, so as you know, I have not been watching Orange County for a few seasons. However,
smart.
Yeah. And then you said, I need you to watch the trailer. I don't think I actually did when you asked me to, but now I've been watching it because you told me to, and it's good. It's very dark.
This season, I'm enjoying. Am I the only one enjoying it? I know it's dark.
But that's why I like it.
I think like it's compelling in a way that the past few seasons have not been. And so I do understand why people would hate it because, I mean, look at that fucking clip and coughing in her face. But I actually think the season's good. Whereas the last few seasons, I was just like so bored out of my fucking mind. But I will say it's gotten back on track, I think. Gina, what do you make of Gina?
Oh, a messy bun for a messy the audience, lady.
Like, everyone's like, oh my God, Gina.
Yeah.
She who must not be named.
No, Gina's the friend.
She's fucking Voldemort.
You don't want to go out with her because you're not going to have any fun. You're going to spend your night in the bathroom like helping prop up her messy bun and making sure she doesn't puke everywhere. She's messy, just like her hair.
I know, and she's very messy, and I'm like also rooting for her in a weird way because I feel like she should be on Vanderpump Rules. I think we can all agree on that. Like Gina,
get her a surdress.
Get her a surdress. Yeah. Get her to throw a bucket on someone who's thrown up from the fish with the cream sauce.
Wait, can I ask too? She's from Long Island.
My name's Gina.
But like, why does she talk like she's from the Midwest where we're from? I didn't know when my court date was, and I just, it's like watching Drop Dead Gorgeous on a loop. More smartest. Yeah.
All of these women, I've never seen a cast more on the brim. Like, every single one of the women is just completely on that brim.
Oh, all
and
the time.
Every single one of them, even Shannon, who just, like, Shannon's last season was, like, so fucking dark, and she seems stable this season.
She's doing what Miranda did in the second Sex and the City movie, where, like, the first movie she was sad, and the second movie she's, like, leaning out of the car in Abu Dhabi, like, whoa! Like, trying to like do the most and like have the most fun and wear like a Run DMC outfit to dance class.
They really tried to course correct Miranda in that second movie where they were like, you just yell out Abba Dabby Doo or whatever.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, hobby B.
Yeah, hobby B.
Yeah, hobby B.
Now I want to get to a show that I believe is delivering. We just saw the premiere last week. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas. I love Dallas, you guys. I love it. And also Potomac, too. I feel like Potomac and Dallas, those are the shows that people aren't watching enough. I believe, like, Potomac is, this season, it was the mother I didn't know I needed. It was, this season was so good at Potomac. But Dallas so far, we're off to a great start. And I just want to, I know the instinct, right, is to talk about Deandra and Dee, Mama Dee, because there's all this stuff going on with their business, which we'll get to. But I think something even more dark is the hairstyles. Now, I just want to say that these two hate each other, and they used to match last season with dark black hair, and now they got the same haircut, same hairstyle. Deandra in this picture is a little more curled. But I believe that this is almost darker than the Deandra and the Mama D stuff, because it's like, they hate each other, but they went to a hairdresser and said, I want that cut to look exactly like the other person. And like, that's fucked up to me. What are you looking at me like?
I'm just saying, it kind of reminds me, it's like ironic, because you remember in fourth grade when it was like, you would call your friend and you'd be like, I'm going to wear overalls to school tomorrow with a tie-dye shirt underneath. You're also going to do the same thing, so everyone knows we're friends. But the irony is that they're not friends right now, and they both have the same terrible hair color.
It's a terrible haircut. I mean, actually, I don't think the hair looks bad. I just think it's so fucked up that they hate each other and that they're doing the same haircut. Like, that's darker than anything to me. Like, I just find it so chilling.
I think if you're not Mary Fiore, a.k.a. Jennifer Lopez in The Wedding Planner, you should not be trying to pull off this caramel-colored hue on your head. That's how I feel.
Can we talk about Jennifer Lopez for a second?
Of course we can!
She's having a moment. And I'm very excited about this movie, Hustlers, where she plays a stripper. Apparently, I haven't seen it, but I read something on Twitter where she comes out and she does a dance to Fiona Apple. Criminal, which I'm ready for. My body's ready for that. And I just feel excited for her. There's these rumors that she's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime performance, and I just feel excited. I'm not even the biggest Jennifer Lopez fan, but here I am. I'm like, I was crying the other day in the shower thinking about Jennifer Lopez.
She has Leo energy, so as a Leo, I love her. Yeah.
And you guys know I'm a Mariah Carey super fan, of course. But something about this J-Lo renaissance, which shouldn't even be a renaissance because, you know, she's been doing lots of stuff lately. But I just cried in the shower. I thought, you know what? I haven't cried that way since Mandy Moore in This Is Us.
Wait, can I just bring up really quick, too? There was one night in the winter, I had been fired from, like, my third job in L.A., and I was deeply depressed and lonely, and I said, hey, Danny, should I watch, what was that movie that I texted you about? It was a J-Lo movie. It had Vanessa Hudgens in it.
Oh, Second Act.
I said, hey, Danny, should I impulse buy Second Act on, you know, on demand or whatever? And he said, absolutely.
No shit, you should.
And I did, and no regrets. That's all I have to
say. Sometimes we just need to have those moments where we crawl under the covers, put on a fucking J-Lo movie, and cry ourselves to sleep. Who hasn't been there? Right? Pour ourselves a glass of Diane Keaton's wine. Yep.
Put on your house shirt, your XXL house shirt.
Your house shirt, grab a glass of bed wine, and just go to town.
Yeah.
Go to town. Cheers. But I'm happy for J-Lo. And I was the same way with Mandy Moore. When she had that This Is Us renaissance, I felt really good about it. Which, I hate to derail us, but Vanderpump Rules, they were just out here.
Sure.
And TV Guide, the other day, came out with 100 best shows. Did you see this?
How did I miss it?
It was like the 100 best shows. Vanderpump Rules was ahead of This Is Us. I don't know. I felt, I probably cried about that. I got excited. I was like, you know what? I was glad they recognized The Real Houses of New York.
Well, great. That should have been number one.
As they
it should. It should have been number one. As you can't tell you this. As you do it, you back it up, you back it up.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Drunk Dorinda. Is there anything better?
Seriously, Jesse.
You know, I don't care if you're the biggest heroin addict in the world. I'd invite you into my home and I'd say, what the fuck is going on? Oh, I love Dorinda. She got really dark in that a couple seasons ago where we all thought, is this a problem? But
you're
I feel
drunk.
Like she pulled it together and now we're able to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's teetering, right? Like, Dorinda's teetering. For now, I think we can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Where do you land on these people? I mean, they're all kind of messy. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we should worry about their health?
Well, with Vanderpump Rules, I do get a little concerned. You know, I'm like, it's all fun and games until, you know, Jax is, God knows where, God knows how. But you know, for the most part, I would say Darkness, like Emily and Shane, bring it on.
I like it too. Me, I know,
yeah,
I like
I
it
love
too.
It.
When the shows get really dark, that's when I'm the most compelled. I don't know what that says about me. And I also think I think of them as like cartoons sometimes, like where I'm like, they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, but their real lives are this. And so that can be something I struggle with. But you know what?
Enough.
Okay, so now back to The Real Housewives of Dallas. We have to talk about Deandra and Mama D. So Deandra and Mama D, let me just clarify for you guys who haven't maybe been watching. Last season on the show, we saw Mama D give the keys to her company over to Deandra, her daughter. And she's been trying to get this company forever. And then we learn that the company, this season, we learn the company has been financially struggling. And this is I'm going to just play a clip for you guys, and then we'll talk about it. This is Mama D. This is Deandra talking about the business that Mama D gave her.
I found out that my mother would go into Esther in my office, who's the accountant and our financial person. And she said, don't let Deandra know about financially where we are. Why would you do that? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Part of me always wondered if she set me up in this position to fail and say, I told you so.
I told you so on what?
That you don't know how to run a business.
It was given to you in such a bad condition.
I'm having to cut my salary, and obviously I can't touch the trust.
Well, I was just gonna ask that. Why can't you go in and take a loan against the trust?
I asked, that's a no. She will not let me take money out of the trust. My retirement is set up through my dad, but my mother is in charge of all that, so I don't wanna make her mad or piss her off. Because I don't want to ever have to worry about whether or not that trust and that money is there in our future or not.
Would you ever be willing to give up your trust entirely so that your mother would no longer have financial control over you?
No.
Okay, I need to stand up. You guys, what is this fucking cord? I've recently gotten into the show Succession. Has anyone watched that? It's great, right? Now, this show, Succession, on HBO, it's all about this family business, and it's so fucked up. But let me tell you something. This is more fucked up than anything I've seen on HBO. This is fucking crazy. The mom gave the daughter the business, and it's financially bankrupt, and she didn't learn about it until she took the keys to the company. I mean, what the fuck, Hannah?
I mean, I love a good troll, but this is the most fucked up troll I have ever seen.
It's so fucked up.
She might as well have been like I invented Post-its. Like, it's about as lucrative as being at your 10-year high school reunion and lying about inventing Post-its.
You do a good Romy.
Oh, Ramon.
And don't you guys think Kelly Dodd is a little Romeo's?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Her train.
You guys, I got in a little trouble about Kelly Dodd. I don't know if you guys listened to the interview I did with Kelly Dodd, but I may or may not have gotten in a little bit of trouble with that.
You've made it.
But you know what? It was great, right? Like, she was great. But apparently she said things that she wasn't supposed to. Just between us. This is just between us girlfriends. But let me tell you something. I worked with her. I did this, like, Fab Fit Fun. You guys know those boxes? This is not about Dallas at all, but I'm going to take a little minute. So you guys know that company. So I had set up this thing with FabFitFun where I was going to go and do an unboxing. They were going to video us, and we were going to do an unboxing, me and like a housewife. So I didn't even know who the housewife was going to be until a couple days before. So then part of the thing was that the housewife would have to come on the podcast. So anyway, I get there, and it's Kelly Dodd. And I was so excited because I love Kelly Dodd, but I was also very nervous because, like, I feel like she'll say anything. She'll really say anything. So we get to this, like, studio, and I don't even know if it's ever going to, like, be put out or anything. Is it next week? There you go. She was... Do you work for FabFitFun? Should I? Okay.
Woo!
Okay, so it is being released. But so I got there, and she was, like, you know, sometimes you meet these people, and it's like they're exactly what you want them to be. Like, she was just exactly the human that she is on TV. And a lot of times with these reality stars, I think, like, how do they cast these people? And then they're literally, like, it's, like, a weird whatever. But so we get in the studio, and we're unboxing this thing, and I'm supposed to ask her some questions, like, about the lotions. Or, like, easy softball-y questions. And it was just so lovely because she's like, everyone on my cast is saying I'm doing a train. And it was just like, it was perfect. It was like, I'm so happy I was like, you know, just being like, how do you like this lotion that we're using? She's like, my whole cast says I do cocaine. She's lovely.
I love her. It's like when I met DJ James Kennedy and he was like, what? And he was just like a dick to me. He was like, oh, I can't hear you. What'd you say in that one? And I was just like, huh? Sorry if that hurt everyone's ears.
I know. It's like, you know? I don't know.
He's an asshole.
It warms my heart to know that it's like they're like how they are on TV. I don't know. It sounds so cheesy.
Just like in the TV.
I know. She was just so great. She was so great.
Love that.
Anyway, okay, let's back to The Real Housewives of Dallas. Now, we did meet a new housewife. She's replacing the old Carrie. So there's a new Carrie replacing the old Carrie, which is also a troll. I mean, that's like fucked up. It's like, by the way, Carrie with a C, you're gone, and we're replacing you with Carrie with a K.
Yeah.
And so this is, here's the new Carrie. Let's talk about her. Let's watch.
I know Leanne because of Carrie Duber. I've known Carrie Duber for 10 years or so. I didn't appreciate Leanne making accusations about Carrie's husband, Mark.
Her husband gets his sucked in the ground.
I ran into Leanne at a restaurant, so I told Leanne, she's talking out of her ass. Are you going to drink tonight?
Okay, so this new Carrie is being introduced as the old Carrie's friend, which is, again, so fucked up. The old Carrie's gone, and they also played that clip that I love that I'll never get tired of. Her husband gets his dick sucked at the round tip. I'm not the boys who did it. Behind that doctor's room door.
They're just hands.
They show us that every episode, and I don't even fucking care. I'll watch it every episode.
Unlike on Southern Charm, the medicine. Enough of that one. Enough.
You know what?
Enough.
You know what, but...
We don't say that, but now we said it.
Now we said it. Anyway, what do you think, Hannah, of the new Carrie with a K?
Honestly, I like her, and I know she's subtitled a lot, but I just want to observe that even though English is not her first language, she gets subtitled less than Dorinda. She gets subtitled less than Dorinda.
Dorinda, that closed caption person is at ready every time Dorinda's on screen.
Yeah.
They're at that keyboard, like, what does she fucking say? They gotta rewind it?
It's confusing what she says.
Here comes the month. That was the Dorinda.
She does that fucking speech for Luanne Time. She's like, any moment in time, any moment it happens. I would never let her speak at my wedding. No, I would. That's a lie.
I am excited about this new Carrie. She doesn't like jump off the screen to me so far, but I hear good things about Dallas, and I feel like it's going to be a good season. But I don't know, nothing about this Carrie really jumps out at me. But I love the Dallas one. Stephanie in particular, did anyone notice her confessional? She looks stunning.
Gorgeous.
I love Stephanie. I think she's like one of the... Stephanie really like sort of weirdly breaks the mold where she's a very normal human being. And... she seems nice, but yet she's not boring. Like, a lot of times the nice, boring ones, I'm like, get them off my screen. But this was Stephanie, I don't know, she makes me happy.
She looked like Goldie Hawn and Overboard in her in her confessional. I do want to say about Carrie, too. She has a great daughter, Olivia. She's like, Mom, that skirt's a rectangle. You're only getting these neon jeans because I told you people will be wearing neon. My curfew is at 12 or at 10.
Which, by the way, she's still nicer than Brandy's daughter. It's like Brandy's daughters are fucking nightmares.
Oh, my God. But Brandy's daughter, Brooklyn, came up with my Real Housewives tagline.
What?
Can I do a quick twirl?
Please. Stand up.
All right.
So. This is, wait, so Hannah, this would be your Real Housewives tagline?
Yeah, and Brooklyn came up with it.
Okay.
You call me mean, but I'm just truthful. She's like, Mom, I'm not mean. I'm truthful.
Meanwhile, Brandy just horrible. Whispers. Brandy whispers back at her because she doesn't.
She's like,
It's like, speak with full voice, Brandy. You're on TV.
She's like, my daughters hate me.
The daughters are so mean to Brandy, though.
She bronzered her face. It was like me in seventh grade. She bronzered her face up here, and she's like, Mom, I look like you because my face is orange. I'm like, a troll to end all trolls.
She said something like, I look like a clown like you or something. I was like, oh my God. Right. Yeah. You're just embarrassing yourself.
Embarrassing yourself.
Also, speaking of looks, I know we didn't talk about this, but Leanne's wedding planner. Wedding planner. I love a wedding planner, right? I love a gay wedding planner. Right. Kevin Lee, she, or Frank from Father Brad. Hello. I love a wedding planner. Leanne's wedding planner looks like Hannah Gatsby, which is not an insult. It's just like, I love that. I hope Leanne's wedding planner is on the full season because I'm excited. I love a gay wedding planner.
Ah, me too. Nothing I'm better. Thrilled.
Okay, so there is one last thing on The Real Housewives of Dallas that we have to talk about. And this is a text to DeAndra. And this is a little bit confusing. So this was a text that Rich, Leanne's husband, or soon-to-be husband, texted DeAndra, her ex-friend. And let's just look at the text. Okay, so
sure.
There's a whole lot in this text. There's a cheating accusation.
Mm-hmm.
What I most would like to point out, and this was the most shocking to me, because Bravo celebrities, you know, we follow them on Twitter, right? And we usually see the things they say. And they don't always spell things correctly. So when I saw that Rich spelled your properly, I was blown away. And look, you guys, I follow Jax Taylor, and Jax has never once spelled your correctly. So I believe that we really need to salute Rich for this very ugly text.
Yeah.
Because he spelled your correctly. Right?
And you know, just piggybacking off of that, not one tacky use of an emoji. It was just text.
Very straightforward.
It was to the point. Yeah.
There's an accusation of the other one's husband cheating, which is great. I love that on a reality show.
Yeah.
And everything's seemingly spelled mostly correct. Mm-hmm. I didn't mark this, but I think everything was. And also, it was like very clear. Look, he said DeAndra, and then he said my text to Jeremy. See that?
Yeah.
He made it really clear. It was like I was blown away. I thought normally Bravo will put up the text on screen, mm-hmm. and they'll show it to us. I was blown away.
Yeah,
I
mean, this is no Tequila Katie.
This is no Tequila Katie text. Which, by the way, can I tell you? So in the book, in that fancy AF cocktails, there's a Tequila Katie text that Katie from Vanderpump Rules sent to Ariana and Tom. And so I was like very adamant. I was like, we need that in the book. Like, it needs to be. And the publisher was like, is this the actual text? Because there was all these like misspellings and stuff. And they tried to like change the spelling to make it correct. And I was like, no, it needs to go back to like the other. That's how she sent the text.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like arguing. They were like, you have to make it legible. I was like, no, that's what she sent. So you'll see, if anyone gets that cocktail book, you'll see a text from Tequila Katie. And it's literally like nonsense. It just was like, it's nonsense, but it's an actual text that like, it's a screen grab from, but everyone at the book place was like, well, what the fuck? We can't just put this illegible writing in the book.
And you're like, sure can.
Like, sure can. But anyway, so this text is, I think, a work of art.
With one eye. No,
where are we missing? Wait, we should proofread this together.
No,
at the top, DeAndra.
Right. Hmm. No apostrophe. You know, it's not perfect.
Look. I was about to say F. Scott Fitzgerald could never, but now the lack of apostrophe.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's not perfect, but but by and large, in Bravo World, exactly, it's perfect. Jax would never. Jax would just be some chicken scratch. It's a like F you with
cross emojis, smiley face, prayer hands, cross emojis, right. Smiley face.
I'm done. It's spelled D-U-N. It'd be like,
sweetie, get a life, sweetie. You are now blocked.
So I was actually very impressed. Now this is a big accusation, and I'm excited to see how it plays out on The Real Housewives of Dallas, because we have a cheating allegation, we have two frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
I think this season's going to be good. Do you think it's going to be good?
I think it's going to be great. The only way I think it could be better is if we had Kristen Doty on the case, because she would bring pretty Jessica directly to Dandra's face, and she'd be like, here's pretty Jessica. Oh. But no, I think I have high hopes for this season. I think it's going to be great. I'm actually really excited.
I think it's going to be good. And I know people talk about the Housewives. Like, I always see this online. Like, people say, it's Housewives is done. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, Beverly Hills was shit last season. I think. I mean, some people, I don't know. That fucking dog. Oh my God. Enough of that dog.
The goddamn dog.
And I'm not optimistic very much of next season. Are you optimistic?
About Beverly Hills?
We're jumping around, but I'm...
I want more Denise Richards, and I want more of her husband, and then her talking about his giant dick.
The husband and the big dick is compelling to me.
The biggest plot point of last season, aside from the dog, in my opinion.
I hope it gets back on track. But I don't think that one bad season means we're done, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you look at Potomac, if you look at Dallas, even... I think Orange County's back on track. Some people don't. But I think that we're good. I think, like, we're still getting great shows out of this network. So I think the shows sometimes ebb and flow, and, you know, there's a bad season or two. I mean, Beverly Hills has had, like, four bad seasons.
Yeah, but it's, like, aspirational content. Like, I don't really watch it for the plot. I watch it for, like, the outfits and where they go. Whereas, like, New York, you know, no one thought we could come back from Cindy Barship. But take it off your head. We did.
You know what? Take it off your head. That's something I want to bring up to you is New York. So New York, we're at a crossroads. Isn't it the greatest show of all time? It is the greatest show.
Thank you, Giovanni!
I mean, New York, it brings me so much warmth and joy. And I know people are concerned about Bethany. What do you make of this, Hannah?
Well, it was devastating news. And my boyfriend actually texted it to me at like 9 a.m. with the text, no.
The amount of text messages I got that day, more than when my grandparents died. Like,
devastating.
More people reached out to me that Bethany was leaving than when my grandpa died. No one texted me then, but it was like Bethany died, or not Bethany didn't die. Bethany left the show. Bethany left the show, and it was like my DMs, my texts. It was like I was in intense.
Yeah,
I felt a strength and a presence that I never had to call upon before. It was like I was like, you know what? We have to be strong. I was like, for what? What?
Yeah, it was like the beginning of like The Dark Knight Rises. Like you were like Gary Oldman's character being like, the night is darkest before the dawn.
We will prevail.
Yeah. You put your like Batman light up in the sky. Your Bethany light up in the sky. I will say I'm conflicted on it because you were saying earlier how like when shit's really dark for a cast member, like how do you feel about it? And like Bethany like cannot catch a break. Like even when she had it all, it was like Jason Hoppe went psycho within like 5 minutes of everything going well for her. So it's like, on a human level, I think it totally makes sense for her to extract herself from reality TV. As a viewer, I'm devastated. Yeah, I'm very upset.
I think we're going to miss that kind of audience surrogate where she was always very... She seemed like us making comments in the moment.
Yes.
I mean, I always think of that moment where they went to that dinner party and she's like, what the fuck? We went on the bridge and we all dropped acid and put on some crazy outfits.
Yes.
And it was like, that's the kind of humor that I even feel like I take for granted when I watch Bethany. But it's like, that's the thing we're going to be missing. But I also will say that I think people are too hard on those years without Bethany. Because I think they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our Hey Mama. Remember, Hey Mama.
Hey Mama. Holla. I want to say, I've been showing my boyfriend Real Housewives of New York for the first time, and he saw the episode where Heather, it was in St. Bart's, where Luann, like, fucked the random guy, and he was, like, sleeping in bed.
The pirate?
And Heather was like, get up! Get up! And he immediately goes, I don't like her.
I know. I'll be honest, I don't know that I loved Heather in the moment, but looking back, I'm like, wow, I fucking loved her. She would walk into every scene and say, hey, mama. Every
hey, mama.
One. Hey, mama.
Holla.
Holla. Every tagline had a holla at the end of it, and I loved it. I don't know. I look back, and I'm like, you know what? I love her.
She's easy to hate.
I know.
Or love. Whatever.
Don't you feel... I feel protective of all the housewives. It's like, I love them all.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Takeman?
Kristen Takeman. Fuck her.
Aviva
I love her.
On her leg?
Yeah, Aviva in that leg. Kristen Takeman, the pop of color. I love them all. Cindy Barship.
Sure. Take it off your head.
Yeah, they're bad in the moment, but looking back, I'm like, you know what? They served us for a moment. Mm-hmm. They served us for a minute. Even Jules. Remember Jules?
Her poor pistachio.
Was she a terrible housewife? Maybe, but she served us at the moment.
Yeah?
She served us in the moment. Do you guys want Jill Zarin back?
Woo! Woo!
I think I'm ready for her, too.
Yeah. I gotta admit, I love the gas. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I've never been alone since I'm 20 years old. I'm alone, too. I miss her. I really miss her.
I know. I think we're ready for Jill Zarin. I don't think we're going to get her back, unfortunately.
But Bethany's gone, so like, who the fuck cares?
You guys, I had heard Bethany was the one like holding that back.
You heard that.
I mean, what do I mean, you hear things. I might dream them up. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well.
sometimes things pop in my head at night. I'm like, was that a real fact? Or did I just dream up Kristen Teichman's pop of color nail polish? I don't know. I don't know. But I still think we need to be optimistic about next season of or New York, because I feel like we still have so many wonderful women on that cast. Sonia, Dorinda, Ramona, and Luann. I mean, come on. There's no one better working in TV.
Yep.
Bring Kelly back.
KKB.
I would like Kelly to pop in for a scene.
Hi.
Wait, you're doing exactly it. She always would play with that hair.
Hi.
Her real estate video, she's like, hi guys, so I'm up here in Park Slope. And I'm like, you do real estate now?
I think those real estate videos are just crazy. And Lori Cooper would be great. Does anyone know Lori Cooper?
Oh.
I don't know who said that, but Lori Cooper would be a great housewife. And Lori Cooper is at least 15, 20 years older than most of the cast.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I like that. I like an older housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Hannah, is there anything else you want to talk about, or anything else you want to say regarding housewives, Dallas housewives, New York, any of our women, our ladies?
Oh, my gosh.
I love the housewives so much, you guys. Let me just say that.
I
think we often take for granted that we get to watch these women of a certain age that we don't get to see anywhere else on television.
Yep.
These are women that we're not seeing in the scripted space, unfortunately. I wish we could see them in the scripted
space.
Except
for, like, Nancy Myers and the work she's doing.
Yeah. But I think...
The exception.
You know, it's not perfect. Of course, I always say, I wish there were more women of color on The Housewives. I wish there... You know, there's things that aren't perfect, but still, I think it's great that we get to watch women that are over 50 years old,
yes,
talking about sex and going through,
yes,
relationship breakups and makeups. And I think we laugh at it and we have fun with it, but it's still such an amazing thing that we get to watch these women, and that it's like our sports, right? Like, we,
yes,
watch it. And,
yes,
it's like we're fucking sideline reporters talking about their fucking text messages,
mm-hmm,
which is crazy, but it's so fun, and I love it. Anyway, do you have any thoughts?
My final thoughts are just, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. This is amazing. And I'm just so thankful that pop culture can bring us together as friends. It's almost a year ago since we did our Practical Magic and Romy and Michelle mutual pop
dive. That was
dive.
When we first met.
Yes, and we hit it off famously. And just the way that pop culture can bring us all together, that video made me so happy and warm inside. And it's just, I'm so excited about all of it. And thanks for having me.
I think,
thanks for being here.
Pop culture in general, it's like such a healing thing, and I know right now in the world it seems so, I at least feel like it seems very dark and divided and everything like that. And I mean, I have friends, family who disagree with me on politics and things like that, but then we can watch It's Complicated or Something's Gotta Give, and it's like we could talk about that. And I mentioned my parents, and it's like they're in Ohio, and I miss them terribly, and it's like sometimes that's the thing we're able to connect on. So if nothing else, I could talk to my mom about Diane Keaton or what, mm-hmm, you know, whatever it is, or we can chat about housewives, and I think it's so important for us all at any time in general to just connect on pop culture. So anyway, Hannah, I love you so much.
I love you!
And everyone, I want to say, please listen to Hannah's podcast. She has a show called Brown Eyed Junicorn, which is fantastic. She talks about pop culture, and she talks about Bravo and all of that stuff. So she has a story, and...
Everyone has a story, different as night and day.
Now, that's the show. I want to thank you guys so much for... You guys, I know I was maybe dramatic at the beginning, and that's because this, I don't know how to tell, I don't know how to let everyone know how much this means to me, because I know it just seems like a silly show that we're talking about Bravo or whatever, but it means more than I can say. So thank you, Giovanni. So thank you all for listening to Everything Iconic.
There's no turning back.